Let's Keep Dancing. Written by Cardenia. Read by
Tipsy Kitty as Ruby.
And Kate does Podfix as Anna. Anna and Ruby meet in Purgatory. It shouldn't be possible, because angels and demons don't go to Purgatory. It makes Anna want to laugh, but not with any real happiness. She had once described Ruby as not like the others, and, well, here they were, the spy and the rebel, one killed after following orders, and the other after disobeying them, both equally dead. Anna thinks of the old song, "Is that all there is?" They look each other over with watchful eyes. It's already a concession, since Anna has attacked everything else she's encountered on sight. The never-ending wasteland of Purgatory is a waste of her strategic talents, all hacking and slashing, with no time to think of a larger plan. Nothing but violence. Judging from the grime on Ruby, still in the appearance of her final vessel, the demon's been doing the same.
"If you're gonna kill me, you're taking your time,"
Ruby says. She's holding a knife, but her arm is down at her side. "I'm not going to kill you. We're both dead." Ruby steps closer to her, as if to come face to face. At the last moment, she shifts to the side and circles around Anna, examining her from all angles. Anna stands still, even though Ruby's scrutiny raises the hair on the back of her neck in a way that no monster in Purgatory has ever done. They'd had something unspoken, but nevertheless real. Back on Earth, they'd never acted on it. There had been Sam, and Dean, and a looming apocalypse, not to mention Ruby's deception and Anna's heavenly re-education. It's funny to her now that those things might have kept them apart, but death brought them back together.
"I know why I'm here,"
Ruby says.
"Or at least, I know how I died. But you? What happened to you?"
"I tried to kill Sam Winchester," Anna says. It's not really what she had tried to do. Not at all. But the dead don't get a say in how they're remembered, or if they're remembered at all. And none of that matters here. She's just trying to get a reaction out of Ruby. Ruby is closer now, right in front of her, and she raises her brows in genuine surprise. Anna wonders if she finds the news upsetting. Had she loved Sam? But Ruby only nods and says,
"Lucifer's vessel."
"Was it worth it?" Anna says, on impulse. "Dying for the cause?"
"What do you care? You're on the other side."
"Was on the other side," Anna corrects. Ruby shrugs.
"I don't know. Guess you didn't live long enough to know the final score."
Anna shakes her head. She moves to a nearby tree and sits down against its base. It's nice to have a moment away from all the violence.
"Was it worth it to you?"
"Michael incinerated me while Dean stood by and watched," Anna says dryly. Ruby smiles and shakes her head in resignation, like it's a joke, but it's not quite funny enough to laugh.
"Sam held me still while Dean stabbed me in the gut with my own damn knife."
"Wow."
"Yeah."
Ruby plops down next to her. She gazes into the dim forest ahead. "So, not worth it, then?"
"Maybe not,"
Ruby agrees.
"I was damn good, though."
Anna can appreciate the strategy, if not the ultimate goal. And death diminishes everything, even the most deeply held of beliefs. Lifelong enmity is only lifelong, after all. "You were. I had no idea."
"You had such a crush on me,"
Ruby says. She grins wickedly.
"I would have rocked your world, too, but, you know, grand plans and all."
Anna rolls her eyes, but she can't help smiling a little. "Yeah, grand plans. Worked out so well for both of us."
"Oh, I don't know,"
Ruby says.
You're here, after all.
Anna intends to be coy and raise a brow, but she barely has time to finish the thought before Ruby is on her, kissing her fiercely and pulling herself into Anna's lap. Ruby straddles her, rocks her hips into Anna's, and pushes her back against the tree. She works her way down Anna's neck, nipping and sucking at the tender skin. Between kisses, she says,
If you don't want this, or are secretly planning to kill me or whatever, now would be a good time to say so.
Anna grabs Ruby's hair and twists it around her fist, pulling just hard enough to tip Ruby's head back and expose her throat. I told you, can't kill you. We're already dead. She drags her lips down the column of Ruby's throat. Ruby exhales shakily. Anna bites at the juncture between Ruby's neck and shoulder, and then smiles into her skin. But you feel pretty alive to me.
You're pretty hot for a dead chick yourself,
Ruby says, and then lifts her hand up and squeezes Anna's breast hard. Anna inhales sharply. She yanks Ruby's hair in response, but Ruby throws her weight backwards and ends up with her back flat on the ground and Anna on top of her. Anna sits up immediately, pinning Ruby's hips beneath her thighs. She slides her palms over Ruby's belly, rucking up the hem of her t-shirt. She pushes Ruby's t-shirt up to her bra, and then pauses to pull Ruby's jacket over her arms. Ruby raises her arms obediently and lets Anna strip her. Anna reaches underneath Ruby and unclasps her bra, and then she slides that off, too. Ruby shivers and squirms under her at the first touch of her cool fingertips. Anna traces the curve of Ruby's breast, drawing invisible patterns on her skin. Ruby bucks her hips. Anna smiles and rocks back, so that all her weight is centered in her hips and thighs, pinning Ruby down. You're not getting away from me. Not this time.
The way I remember it, the one who got away was you.
You died, Anna says. She doesn't mean for it to be an accusation, but it sounds a little bit like one. Ruby rolls her eyes.
I thought we were over that. Didn't you fuck me already?
I'm over you, Anna says, rolling her hips to indicate what she really means. And we have all the time in the world.
Yeah,
Ruby says.
So fuck me now, and then fuck me again later.
Anna sheds her jacket, taking the time to fold it neatly and set it next to Ruby's cast-off clothes. Ruby glares at her the whole time. Anna toys with the hem of her shirt, lifting it half-inch by half-inch, then letting it fall back down. Ruby looks pained. Then, when Anna finally pulls her shirt up over her bra and crosses her arms to pull it over her head, Ruby uses the moment of distraction to throw her off balance. She wrenches herself upward, grabs onto Anna's shoulders, and twists so hard that they both go back down to the forest floor, this time with Ruby on top. Anna's shirt is still caught around her arms. Ruby helps her pull it off, and then leans down and kisses her. Her hair falls around their faces like a curtain, and it trails over Anna's bare skin like silk when Ruby sits up again. I didn't see that coming, Anna admits. Ruby's smirk says it all. No one sees anything she doesn't want them to. Ruby drags her nails lightly down Anna's sternum, between her breasts. When her hand reaches Anna's jeans, she wastes no time in working open the button, unzipping them, lifting up her own hips and shoving Anna's jeans and panties down her thighs.
If you're not gonna fuck me,
Ruby says, dragging the tip of her index finger down the inner curve of Anna's thigh. I never said that, Anna protests. It comes out a little more excited than intended. Ruby is still wearing her own jeans, much to Anna's frustration. She wants to rip them off. Ruby slips the tip of her index finger into Anna, and then raises it to her mouth and sucks it between her lips. The sight makes Anna clench her thighs involuntarily, which Ruby feels. Ruby grins. You're taking a while, for a woman who recently had no patience.
Speaking of patience, what happened to yours?
Anna huffs out a laugh, and lets her head roll back on the ground. She looks up, and the gray sky of Purgatory looks almost blue. Then all at once, Ruby grabs her breast and slides two fingers into her. Anna sucks in a breath.
Don't worry,
Ruby says, and Anna's eyes are closed, but she can hear Ruby's smug smile.
I'm gonna take care of you.
There's no more possibility of a witty retort. Ruby's fingers thrust in and out, hard and fast, and Anna's hips jerk upward. It's all she can do to ride it out. She's never been fucked like this. She'd never even known she wanted to be fucked like this. But she does, and somehow Ruby knows it too. Ruby is still squeezing her breast. She leans down to it and sucks the tip into her mouth. She circles Anna's nipple with her tongue, and the pressure is unbelievable. Anna reaches up and threads her fingers into Ruby's hair, and pulls her down in for a kiss. The kiss is forceful, bruise hard, and Anna never wants it to stop. Ruby is relentless, her tongue and fingers working in rhythm. Anna feels tightly wound, like something is coiled within her, ready to spring free at any moment. She detangles one hand from Ruby's hair and reaches forward blindly until she finds Ruby's denim-clad thigh. She slides her hands up all the way and then presses the heel of it into Ruby, who rolls her hips forward to rub up against Anna's hand. Ruby must be uncomfortable by now, her arm trapped between their bodies, but nothing stops her or even slows her down. But when Anna touches her, she makes a muffled noise of pleasure, a distracted, involuntary little sound, and that's it for Anna. The tiny crack in Ruby's facade is what shatters her. She comes with a gasp. Ruby pulls out slowly, and the loss is necessary and unwanted all at once. Anna aches with it. Then Ruby is sitting up and pressing two slick fingers to her lips. Anna opens up and licks them clean. Then she reaches for Ruby, and practically wrenches her jeans down her legs. Ruby tries to help by wriggling out, but it goes all wrong, and she ends up losing her balance, and then they end up in a tangle of limbs, breathless from laughter. Anna manages to find her way back to where she wants to be, which is with her face between Ruby's spread legs. Ruby is ready for her, slick and hot and delicious. It's not long after Anna first presses her tongue to Ruby's clit before Ruby's falling apart beneath her, shuddering and moaning her way to orgasm. Anna kisses her way up Ruby's naked torso and lays her head on Ruby's chest afterward. Is all Ruby has to say about the matter. You want me to do that again sometime?
Let me check my schedule. Yes?
I'm free for the rest of eternity, too. As Anna speaks the words aloud, it occurs to her that they're true in more ways than one.
You should know. Every now and then I have to fight off a monster or six.
Lucky you. I'm good at that, too. The end.